Derby. 99.7 DJX brought to you by Window Nation. And I would be remiss if I didn't.
It's going to be May.
It's going to be May.
Absolutely. I mean, it is. Technically, we should have been playing this yesterday.
Technically, yes.
Now it is May.
Now it is May.
Yes.
Now it is May.
Yeah.
By the way, I will say that before you got here, there were several news people that were kind of walking in and out. And I was just kind of like, hi, hey, how you doing? Good. Hi, how you doing? Kayla Moody over at Spectrum.
Uh-huh.
She walks by. She turns around as she's leaving. She says, I'm on to you.
What? And you mean our reputation precedes us?
I said, what? What?
I don't know about which you refer.
I did. What?
What do you mean?
So
she allude that we had been successful?
I think she alluded to that. And okay. So
we didn't have any photographic proof yet from anyone that we made it onto their airwaves.
Yeah. So congratulations. You've been marked.
Awesome.
Which, by the way, Amber sent us a message and said Operation GOTV needs to be its own verified Kentucky Derby Festival event.
It should be.
Love this.
They should go ahead and just give it the stamp of approval.
Make it, hey, listen.
Make it a sanctioned event.
You need a Derby pin, a Pegasus pin to go ahead and see what goes down, and you can be a part of the fun. Derby action today. We got a lot of stuff on the show today, which... You know, Monday and Tuesday were just kind of like, you know, it was slow going a little bit.
Yeah, there's not a ton of action because it's the beginning of the week. Yeah, not much is going on yet.
Yeah, people are just kind of getting into the swing of things. Of
right.
course, last night was Jocktails, so one of the bigger parties that start the event. The Urban League Gala was last night as well. So, yeah there was we're starting to see now the parties that are happening here in Louisville.
It's going to amp up tomorrow.
It is going to amp up a bit. Yep. Steamboat race last night. Remember, the Belle of Louisville had to scratch.
Like, literally, I feel like you have one job, right?
But listen.
Unfortunate timing for the mechanical issue.
But listen, the Mary M. Miller said... Just tap me in, buddy.
Call me in, coach.
And the Mary M. Miller won.
Wow.
The 62nd.
Rolling in like a boss and telling Belle of Louisville, I got you, fam.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Belle of Cincinnati was left in its wake on that 14-mile course up and down the Ohio River.
I just love that the Belle of Cincinnati continues to show up.
You know what?
We don't have a race without a competitor.
I got to think that there was controversy. Because
probably there always is.
You know, there always is some controversy, but
they're probably going, whoa, wait a second.
Hang on.
Shouldn't that just be a forfeit and we win and let's call it a day?
Right. So Mary M. Miller won the steamboat race. We've got Derby Drink of the Day happening. We've got several guests already scheduled, which that rarely happens.
That's putting me a little uneasy.
When we've got scheduled guests.
I feel like with scheduled guests comes expectations.
Expectations, yes.
And I don't do well with expectations.
We would like to be on your show. Do you have this time available? And we're like, no.
See, I feel like, they just pop by and then we throw them on spontaneous style and then magic happens, we've over-delivered.
See, but... Spontaneity and we can still deliver.
Sure.
In our own unique way.
I just feel like in my head there's pressure now.
Yeah, absolutely there's pressure.
Yeah, because they're rolling in with maybe preconceived expectations.
Yeah, especially when
professionalism.
When they're like, oh, this is the Ben and Kelly radio show.
Oh, do they say that?
Yeah.
You think anyone says that?
Yeah, I think they all say it.
Oh, that's great.
They probably should.
They should, for sure.
They should.
So Disney is doing a week of wishes for the 45th anniversary of Make-A-Wish.
All right.
And there's a really cool one they pulled off for 18-year-old Aurora. She's a lifelong dancer who, you know, if you've seen her dance and everything, you would never know that she kind of has been struggling with a chronic gastrointestinal disorder and debilitating arthritis.
Okay.
One character that's gotten her through her hardest days is Bucky Barnes, played by Sebastian Stan. in the Marvel Universe. Now, you also may know him as the Winter Soldier, but he's also in a new movie, Thunderbolts Opens Tomorrow.
Okay. I don't know him from any of those, but okay. That's great.
I was so grateful that I got to hug this person who had done so much for me.
Aurora was amazing because she seemed to know everything about Bucky, maybe even better than I did.
He seemed so happy and willing to do it for me.
I think anytime that we have an opportunity to interact face to face and just see the amount of joy and gratitude that some of these kids have, you know, just from a simple hello fills you up.
I wanted to make sure that I got the chance to tell them how much it did for me, and I got to do that, and I'm so grateful.
Okay.
Isn't that kind of amazing?
That
so
is.
Sebastian gave her a dog tag necklace.
Uh-huh.
Exchanged dog tag necklaces and cupcakes for her 18th birthday on the movie set. How cool is that? I mean, that's pretty amazing experience. And yeah, she said it's just his strength watching, you know, his character in the movies that really gave her the strength to keep going and dealing with her chronic issues. So you can see the full story and some of the other wishes that they have pulled off for this week, celebrating the 45th anniversary of Make-A-Wish on our website at WDJX.com. All brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
Backside of Churchill Downs, brought to you by Window Nation. Coming up here in just a little bit, still on the show, we're going to talk to some WWE wrestlers. So that's exciting.
Are you preparing your mind, body, and soul for this?
I'm thinking about asking them if they would want to wrestle.
I don't think their people are going to go for that.
Listen, if I spring it on them, it'll be fine. What are they going to say? No?
Ask for forgiveness, not permission.
That's how I've lived my life.
I love that mantra.
That's how I've lived my life.
It's resulted in many meetings, but let's go for it.
Yes. We've got the mayor. We've got the governor coming on the show a little later. And then
everyone's at Thurby.
I was going to say Thurby is the place to go. So, hey, coming up next, we're going to get into some slang that maybe you still are throwing around like it's cool, but it's not.
I'm going to predict I probably still use 95%.
I'm going to predict you probably do too.
Of the list.
All right, cool beans. We'll get to that coming up. Someone asked the internet what outdated slang words that you still use.
Outdated slang words?
Yeah, like gnarly, man.
Oh, wow.
I don't say that.
Oh, like to the max.
Yeah, right.
Remember when we used to say that?
To the max.
To the max.
Smell you later.
Oh, wow. People actually said that.
I said it.
You did?
That was my high school.
Are you kidding?
Smell you later.
No, you did not. No, you did not.
I was a catch, Kelly.
That's precious.
I was a catch.
What are some others?
Outdated slang words.
People are still saying?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I used to say this, too. Home slice. What's up, home slice?
Oh, yeah. See you later, home slice.
Yeah, see you later, home slice. What's up, home slice? Home slice.
Where did that and why? Where did that come from and why?
I don't know.
Who started that?
I hear this a lot. Totes.
Totes. Oh, yeah. Totes cute.
Totes cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, totes.
Okay.
That's outdated, I guess.
Well, sure.
Slang.
I feel like by decades.
My brother-in-law uses noise all the time. That's on the list.
Oh, noise.
Noise. Noise.
That makes me laugh.
Noise.
Continue on with that.
Okay. Sick. Oh, I'll say peace, like instead of goodbye.
Those boots are sick.
Yeah, those boots are sick. I'll say peace instead of goodbye. That's on the list.
You do say it out loud?
I'll say peace.
You just don't flash like the peace sign.
I'll do both.
Say it?
Yeah, I'll do both.
Really? To strangers or people that you know?
Doesn't matter.
You don't just say see you later? See ya.
Or I'll say deuces.
Deuces.
But see, deuces is the one too. That's the peace.
Exactly. Okay. All right. Wow.
Deuces.
I'm learning so much.
Are you learning? What did you used to say?
I still say, like, I love it. And instead of saying love, I say, I love it.
Love it.
Love it.
Derek texts it and says, I still say that's tight.
That's tight.
That's tight. Yeah, that's on the list. That's great. Really? That is on the list. That's on the list. That's funny. These are outdated slang words. Oh, shoot. Kyle says, I still say the bomb. Oh, that's the bomb.
Yeah, the bomb.
Yeah, or the bomb.
The bomb diggity.
I'll say the bomb. So I will say diggity. I will say it tongue in cheek around my daughters.
That's thebomb.com.
Yes, I will say that. I'm like, wow, that is thebomb.com.
That is thebomb.com.
But I say it knowing I'm saying something that is.
And they're like, Dad, you make their eyes roll so hard they almost roll out of their head.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. What else?
Oh snap. Yeah.
Oh, that is still valid. I feel like. I mean, that is a way to express shock, right? Like, oh snap.
You say that?
Yeah.
Natalie says, Natalie texts in and says, I still say that's pretty dope.
That's pretty dope.
That's dope.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Or that's
fly. Yeah.
I'm looking fly.
So I'll admit, I saw this on the list and I'm like, do I do that? I'm like, I had to do kind of an internal.
A little audit.
Audit of myself. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I think I do. It's in my vocabulary.
What? What is it?
Now we're cooking with Crisco.
Yes.
That is such a that is such a dad thing.
That is so wild. That's
all right. All right, guys. Now we're cooking with Crisco.
See, I don't even think I've finished it. I was just like, now we're cooking.
No, like so. Does anybody even know what Crisco is?
Probably not.
Yeah, I mean,
probably not.
All right. Anyways.
But Crisco wants you to keep saying it. They're like, yes,
I'm
please
sure.
Remind everyone that we still exist.
We got another text. I'm known as the right on guy at work.
Right on.
Right on.
Right on.
Right on. Sherry says, oh, she's like, I feel old now because I still say all of that.
You know what?
Yeah.
Can't stop, won't stop.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, that's probably on there too, right?
Yeah, Jessica says, I throw in that's so fetch. I'll sprinkle it in like salt. I'll sprinkle in that's fetch
like
salt.
Anything from Mean Girls.
Quit trying to make fetch a thing, Jessica.
Still valid. I feel like anything from that movie is still valid. Right? Because just people are obsessed. Still.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a cult favorite.
It's
yeah,
a cult
that's
favorite.
A cult favorite. Yeah. That's Angela texts in and says, kids all say bruh. Yeah, I mean, but bruh's kind of a current
that's
slang.
That's a new thing. That's
a current thing. That's
like
not outdated.
Skibbity toilet riz.
I've not.
We're not
thankfully,
allowed to say that.
Thankfully, my daughters have never said skibbity toilet
riz. I don't even know what that means.
But bruh, I have been bruhed by my daughter.
Yes. And so have I, which I feel like is inherently wrong. Like, don't bro or bruh me
shoot.
At all. Ever.
What's cracking, Lynetta says, what's cracking?
That's great.
Oh, that's
good.
Shaking? Yeah, what's shaking?
What's shaking, bacon?
Oh, shoot. Yes, what's shaking? What's shaking? Anyways, all right, so yeah, those are funny. Like I said.
All right, that's great that we're going to go ahead and say they're outdated, but still saying them.
Outdated. Oh, my gosh, another text. My girlfriend always says cool beans. Yes, cool beans. That is
gosh, that was the 90s calling.
That was so that
the 90s
era.
Yes. They want their phrase back.
But cool beans,
cool
it was
beans.
Like, how did that even ever become a thing?
I don't either. I don't know.
Cool beans.
I don't know. Cool beans.
Cool beans.
But that was everywhere, wasn't it? It was everywhere.
This is too funny.
This is great.
Can we continue talking about that? Maybe. Oh my gosh.
What?
This is because this is taking a trip down memory lane a little bit.
It's nostalgic.
Eric texted in. Who remembers the On Fleek movement? Or that's
everything
on point.
Was on Fleek.
On Fleek, on point.
On
yeah.
Fleek. What does Fleek even mean?
Yeah.
Did anybody look it up?
Gretchen texted in. Fetch is never going to happen, Gretchen. I'm Gretchen. Oh, straight from Mean
works.
Girls. I love it.
Still
I love it.
Works.
All right, that's good.
It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.70 JX, Backside Churchill Downs, powered by Window Nation. It's time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you've wondered how accurate the phrase breed like rabbits was...
I feel like there was a reason why they said that.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without learning the hard way why they say breed like rabbits, then you're doing okay.
What'd we do?
Okay.
Did we get a boy and a girl rabbit and say, oh, it's going to be fine?
Listen, this lady decided that she was going to buy a few rabbits as pets for her kids.
Okay. Sounds great.
Sounds great until they started breeding and she literally couldn't stop them.
Oh, no.
And so she had to call the she lives in Michigan. She had to call the Saginaw County Animal Care and Control because she needed help because her house had become overrun
by rabbits.
How many did she end up with? Did she even, was she able to count?
More than 65.
Oh, wow.
65.
Yeah, so, that's more than just a little pet for the kids.
Yeah, so she first tried to, like, just, you know, put them each in pens in their basement, but they were like, nope, and they chewed through.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the drywall and other materials.
The drywall?
To get to each other.
Oh, wow.
And they were just so overcome with bunny love. Neither cage nor drywall were going to separate them.
I guess they always keep it in the family, huh?
So look, I mean, you know, honestly, it was kind of sad because some of them were in pretty bad shape when animal control came and got there.
Well, yeah, hard to keep track of 65 bunnies.
And care for that many. Right exactly. But so no word on whether she's going to, like, get punished for that or anything, but
you know what I'm hearing I'm real happy that I decided against a pet bunny
a pet bunny
for my kids when they were, you know, one, like, we didn't even go down the route of, like, hamster or gerbil, which I had when I was growing up.
So yeah, I was
Fred
gonna say
the gerbil got loose once. That's really the,
you had a Fred the gerbil.
I had Fred the gerbil. Yeah, Fred didn't like to be held by his tail.
Yeah, oh,
which was
the method
I used to get him out of his
cage. Now listen,
say hello.
I did have a dwarf rabbit growing up who would just run around the house, but it was just one.
But just one, yes.
Just one.
If you have one and it doesn't get out to go find other bunny friends.
Right, then you're fine.
Then you're good.
Then you're good.
But the downfall is more than one bunny, is what I'm hearing.
And yes, breed like rabbits is a saying, and it's a real saying.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there you go. That is your setting the bar story.
That quickly got out of control.
It quickly did.
Quickly.
Like, she was like, oh.
Oh.
Wait,
guys, stop it.
Where did you come from?
Stop it.
And where did you come
from? No, stop.
Stop.
Yes.
Stop it.
Stop doing it. Stop. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Stop doing that.
Get off of her. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben and Kelly with some WWE superstars here. We've got Maxine Dupree and Natty. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. How are you?
By the way, you guys look fantastic.
Well, yeah,
thank you.
They're so gorgeous. You're looking at them like I don't look at you and think wrestlers.
Well, we do use a good moisturizer, but
we take our outfits very seriously.
Yes, obvious and well done.
Yes,
thank you.
Absolutely. Of course, WWE Monday Night Raw coming May 12th, 7:30. And now, Natty, they call you the boat of WWE. Does that stand for baddie of all time?
Ooh, I like that.
I actually love that.
Oh,
it's, you know, self-proclaimed best of all time.
Okay.
Nice.
You know, not that I'm going to brag, but I do have 6 Guinness World Records for basically outworking everyone except for this one. She works to own.
It might be self-proclaimed, but I can testify.
Okay.
It's accurate.
All right. Fantastic. Maxine, you have done everything from the director of talent at Maxim Male Models.
Oh, and that's a nice gig.
And now,
yes, it is. It's not bad, let me tell you.
And you're now one of the fastest rising stars. So how's that feel?
Thank you. That's so kind of you. It's really, really special to work for this company, to get to work with Natalia, to get to work with Otis and Tozawa, and just learn from all of them. They all have such a wealth of knowledge, and I'm just trying to absorb it all.
Okay, so we're not supposed to spring things on you guys.
But I thought
like you're up for it.
Always.
It would be our duty as broadcasters to, if we've got wrestlers with us, to ask if maybe we could wrestle.
I would love to put you in the sharpshooter.
Okay, I don't know what that means.
But as long
as you have a good chiropractor, that's the thing.
Yes. And as long as you sign off, you know.
No.
Don't come for my girl.
Okay, listen. I'm talking thumb wrestling.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, you don't want the smoke.
I feel like
okay. All right. So here, hang on, Maxine.
This nail might get you.
Yeah, I was going to say, look at
really
your nails.
Beautiful manicured nails.
You do have beautiful manicured nails.
Of course.
Okay.
And a really big ring on the fingers.
All right.
So
yes.
Maybe there's a, you know, yeah.
Don't get blinded.
Yes.
So it's going to be me versus Maxine.
Okay.
And now we're going to do one, two, three, four. I declare a thumb war.
Okay. See, she knows
yeah.
it really.
Okay. All right. All right. So we got it.
Not my first rodeo.
Here it is. Wrestling WWE here, live backside.
Who's your money on, Natty?
For the... For this or for the horse?
For this.
So for this, I'm going with Maxine because she is beautiful, but she's very stubborn. So that's a winning.
I'm a Taurus.
I'm a Virgo, yeah, so
in my blood.
Take it from a Gemini. She knows what she's doing.
All right. So here we go. One, two, three, four. I declare a thumb war. Oh, dang!
Oh, wow.
Hang on.
Oh, wow.
Dan, 1, 2, 3.
Listen. He's going to say he wasn't ready.
Was that the fastest
thumb war of all time?
You know what?
Guinness World Record right now.
Guinness World Record. I've got Guinness on speed dial.
Thank you.
I am going to swallow my pride and say congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That was a little quicker than I expected.
I wasn't even trying.
No, I was trying. That was the worst part of it. Anyways, you guys are fantastic. Of course, WWE Monday Night Raw is May 12th.
Yes.
Yum Center, so
you're
go.
You're just going to hang out the whole time.
Backside Churchill Downs, powered by Window Nation. Coming up, Operation GOTV. And
it's a time-honored tradition.
It is kind of
should be a sanctioned Kentucky Derby Festival event,
according to Amber. Who jumped on our YouTube
channel,
and
we concur.
And she says, "Yeah, Operation GOTV needs to be its own verified Derby Festival event." LOL.
1,000%.
Love this.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe we'll pitch that to Amy.
I think they'll totally go for it
at Kentucky Derby Festival.
They'll totally go for
it. Actually, we saw Matt walk by. He's the CEO.
We'll just go straight to the top.
Yeah, and so. He actually was like, yeah, you know, he was cool. He was on our show earlier. And so I think maybe
we're practically besties.
Yeah, we could pitch that to him.
We can push that through. Absolutely.
All right. So anyways, that's coming up here on 99.7 DJX. Time for a feel-good story.
So a woman named Heather came up with a really sweet way to reveal that she'd been able to donate a kidney to her husband who's been battling kidney disease for 14 years.
Oh, geez. Okay.
I mean, big news, right?
Yeah.
Life-changing, potentially life-saving news. So she wanted to make sure she told him in a really special way. He loves baseball cards. So she had him flip through a few of them for her, but she had a custom one slipped in.
Okay.
It was an image of him with a message about how she just found out she was a match to give him a kidney.
Mike Trout.
Ooh, lucky.
Mike Trout. Oh, very nice.
What is it?
Platinum Presents, New York Yankees, Clint Frazier.
Woo! What is it?
Hey, look, it's me.
Hi, Steve. What's it sound back?
He has had a lot on his plate. With his health issues, he's been striking out a lot. He was not sure how he was going to wind up. His wife, Heather, thinks he's a great fit, so she's decided to go to bat for him. Now Steve will be a rookie recipient and have annual training.
Come out today. I'm at work.
Oh, that's cute.
Isn't that incredible?
That's cute, yeah.
Now, you know, it was just kind of shared, and it actually happened like 7 years ago. So
oh, wow.
It's been
okay.
around for a little bit, but it's just still such an amazing story. I wanted to pass it along. And, yeah, just fantastic. It's all brought to you by Sam Aguiar Injury Lawyers.
It's 99.7 DJX, Operation GOTV. That's Get on TV. You ready?
Yes, let's do it.
All right, let's try it. So all we're going to try to do is sneak into basically a live shot. Let's go this way.
Yeah, let's go this way.
Let's go this way. Mm-hmm. So the mayor's on Spectrum.
Oh,
are
no.
we going to crash that
oh,
shot?
Oh, 1,000%. Go, 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 go.
All right. I mean, all right. Excuse me. Nothing to see here.
Excuse me.
Okay, so yeah, we're just kind of back here hanging behind all the news crews here to get a shot of actually what we see backside, because there is, it looked like a Val Kilmer lookalike, Iceman over my shoulder.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Which is kind of fun. Hi, ladies.
Oh, wow.
Your fascinators look great. Okay, that's great. Looks like they're setting up for some live shots here, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
How long are we going to do this bit?
I feel like as long as possible.
as long as needed. We're just going to plow.
As long as necessary.
We're going to plow through, all right?
Ooh, because you know it's happening soon.
Hang on. It looks like WDRB might be also doing something here soon, too.
Over for a sec.
Okay.
Just a sec.
All right.
Because,
so,
you know.
Our best bet is either Spectrum One,
yeah.
who they've already called us out.
They have.
Or WDRB.
Yes.
Who they know. They know
1,000%.
Us, and they know our shtick.
Yes. Okay. They're taking a picture at DRB. Should we?
Come on.
I'm trying to get down.
I'm in Jude's photo.
You have to be. They did bomb our picture.
Hi, Chris.
Listen, you don't see anything. We're not anywhere. Oh gosh. Okay. It's on.
That's a challenge.
That is a challenge.
That's a challenge.
Okay, so listen, Kayla Mooney over at Spectrum One literally called us out.
She did. She did. So, she's challenging us right now. She is. She's still looking.
She is challenging us.
So the mayor, she got the mayor to look.
The mayor. We're going with Listen. She's like, are you kidding me? We're getting ready to interview the mayor.
That's the perfect timing.
I don't know if it's actually on Spectrum. I'm just looking at the track, the beautiful track.
I know. Now back up.
Okay. Can we pause and come back?
I'm going to switch vantage points.
Okay.
You stay right here. Okay. I'm going to go behind the scenes.
All right. Kelly is getting into a different position. Operation Get on TV. Oh, gosh. Kelly just moved me into position. This is terrible. This is great. All right. So I'm just pretending like I'm looking at something. Operation Get on TV on 99.7 DJX. Yeah? We good? We good? All right. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Operation GOTV. Natalie texts in and says, you two are so perfectly dumb, and I love it.
You know what? That's a really accurate description. Perfectly dumb. Should we go ahead and put that in like promos
so
for the
here,
show? Perfectly
yeah, maybe.
Dumb. Ben and Kelly.
Kara texted in and said, I applaud your dedication to the hashtag photobomb.
Well, once you commit, I mean, mm-hmm. We really couldn't abort mission in the middle.
Right.
We had gone so far into it.
I know.
Like, you have to hang for the payoff. Otherwise, why do it?
And by the way, thank you, Redbubble Rachel, for texting in the link. She's like, heard Operation GOTV. Here's the link to their website to see the clip after they post it. Can't wait to see it later.
Because you know they're posting the interview with the mayor.
So,
you know they are.
Yeah, so here's the most awkward part of the whole thing. The mayor's coming to us next. We've got him after 8.
I'm sure he didn't notice.
No, he wouldn't have noticed.
I'm sure he didn't notice
and you know what?
At all.
Listen, we're not going to talk about it.
I was so inconspicuous standing within his eye shot of, you know, getting the monitor view.
Listen, mm-hmm. Mayor Greenberg's probably just thinking that you're doing your due diligence.
Right.
And
I'm just capturing scenes.
And you're capturing scenes and
from the backside.
And you're hearing what he's talking about on Spectrum.
I'm a journalist.
So we can do a very professional interview with the mayor. And here's the thing too. I want to do Steed or Stripper, but how are we going to do it with the mayor and call it Steed or Stripper?
You cannot. You cannot.
I want to do Steed.
You cannot.
It's our signature bit, Kelly.
I don't want it to be our signature bit.
We have two signature bits here.
No,
it's Operation GOTV and Horse or Hooker or Steed or Stripper, however you want to do that.
Oh, God. You're going to... No, it is... Uh-uh. I feel like... With elected officials, I don't think we can
get away with that. I'll think of some way to slip it in without him knowing.
Oh, my gosh.
You think
we
can do that?
To just teeter on that line, don't you? With all of our little controversies over the years that we've had back here, the fact that they even still let us come back here and broadcast is a downright miracle.
It's a downright miracle.
I mean, they put
just got a text message from a listener.
They put us in a hallway near the donuts and coffee and bathrooms.
They did, because we used to be over by the horses.
We used to be in the last tent where the horses entered the track.
Right, and they kicked us out of there because we were too loud.
Shenanigans.
Okay, so two things. We're going to talk to Mayor Greenberg coming up, and I'm going to figure out a way to play Steed or Stripper
with
him.
You're not going to behave at all.
Without him knowing. Okay, we're not gonna mention Operation GOTV.
When you listen to it, it's gonna be in disguise.
Maybe.
So if you know, you know.
I don't know. I haven't figured that out
yet.
Okay.
All right. There's gonna be an if you know, you know element to it. All right. If you know, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
Amber's like, you could totally do it. Just call it Equine or Exotic Dancer. Listen, I don't think that's gonna fly either. Okay. All right. So, anyways, that's coming up. We'll figure it out.
I love that they're trying to problem solve with
you. Yes, trust us when we say we'll figure this out.
Okay.
When we talk to the mayor, coming up. Live backside.
powered by Window Nation.
This is great.
On 99.7. It's 99.7 DJ X, Ben and Kelly live backside, Churchill Downs, Mayor Craig Greenberg. How are you?
I am doing wonderful.
And I should say, congrats on your mini marathon time. I knew that when we had talked earlier in the year at the Radiothon, you were like, I just want to get done in under 2 hours. And you did it.
I did it by 3 minutes, and congratulations to you as well. I got to go home and rest for a little bit. You went right to work.
Well, yeah. I mean, Kelly and I, we emceed the start, and we emceed the finish, but yeah.
I was just really exhausted with all the talking that I had to do. So I just figured after you run,
it was a great race. You know, every year you remember just what a special event the mini marathon and marathon is. Over 10,000 runners coming together from all over, right here in Louisville. It's just emblematic of the wonderful Kentucky Derby Festival events that lead up to this crazy weekend we have every year. That's so awesome.
Yeah, kudos to them for, I mean, it is a massive event, and just to see how many people it takes to pull it off is kind of amazing.
That they really is a well-executed race. The volunteers, who everything from the water stations to the start and the finish line, everything about that race and what the Kentucky Derby Festival does is first class, just like right here at Churchill Downs.
Yeah, I mean, we always say Thunder is the kickoff to the Kentucky Derby Festival, but to me, it's really like the mini and the marathon, because it kicks off Derby Week.
The week, right.
Yes, exactly. And we're backside here at Churchill Downs. Of course, Thurby and then Oaks. And you have been at the track. 502 day was a record.
It was.
Attendance.
Yeah, I think this community just loves the Kentucky Derby, and it brings us together every year. It gives us a chance to shine to the entire world, but also to ourselves as a community. It's something to really be proud of. And 502's Day and Wednesday and now Thurby have all become such special days for our community as well.
We got to come up with something for Monday, I guess, now, right? Monday's kind of set the record.
Please don't give him any ideas. This has become a marathon. You know, you run the mini marathon and you get ready for the Derby marathon. Right. So,
it's right. Much.
All right, Mayor Greenberg, we're going to play a quick little game with you. Okay. All right. We're going to play Derby Horse or Nay.
Okay.
Because it's an amazing name. It's an amazing name.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
I'm looking at the mayor's people. I'm looking at Tracy. She's like,
listen.
I think she knows.
It's fine. Okay. All right. All right. So we'll start. All you have to do is tell me whether it's a Derby Horse or Nay.
Got it.
It's not. Why are you looking at me, Kelly?
It's going to be
fun. All right. All right. We'll start. Magnum Moon.
Derby Horse.
He's got buttons.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That is right. Congratulations. All right. One for one. Here we go. Derby Horse or Nay? Winnie Houston.
Nay.
Yes, really quickly. I'm not going to ask how you knew that definitely was not a horse. I'm just going to say that you really know your horses.
This is great. All right, two more. All okay. right, all right. Daddy Long Legs.
Oh, nay.
That is a Derby
that
horse.
Is a Derby horse.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Dad Trombone.
Ran in the 2012 Derby. Didn't win.
Oh, right.
Okay. Ran.
Yeah.
All right.
That's not what we
All right. Said. Last one. Derby horse or nay. Sir Gallops a Lot.
Sir Gallops a Lot?
That's got to be a nay.
Yes. Congratulations.
All right. You got it. That's the obvious answer, right? It has to be a horse. It's an amazing horse name.
No, that was a nay.
Oh, you know what that means? That is up for grabs. I feel like that's an opportunity there.
Next year.
We're tossing out ideas. It's all good.
If you got a horse you're looking for a name for, I want to put my endorsement behind that one. That's amazing. DJX.
All right, so it is Throwback Thursday live from the track, and we're going to kick it off.
There's really only one way to kick it off on May 1st.
Yep. All right, there you go. In sync. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX is on. You might been hurt. All right, Throwback Thursday, live from Churchill Downs on 99.7 DJX.
Where are we going next?
By the way, we do have the governor coming up later.
Uh-huh.
Like, before 9. Can I get away with doing Steeter Stripper with him?
I mean, you pulled it off with the mayor. Why not?
Why not?
Why
stop with just one politician?
Let's go straight to the top.
Let's go to the next one. All right, text message from Favorite Brad.
Oh, Favorite Brad says, I mean, if you don't play the Billbillies, my old Kentucky home during the Derby TBT, have you really had TBT? That's a very...
Oh, yeah. All All right, so let's do it. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Ain't nothing gonna stop me, and I'ma stand on my own and throw L for my own. My old Kentucky home, my old Kentucky home. It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. They did a version, a 2024 version of that
they
last
did.
Summer. Yeah,
it was fantastic. Should they go ahead and just do that every year?
do an updated year version?
Why not?
Yeah. It's Throwback Thursday here, live from Churchill Downs on 99.7 DJX. Jen rolls in on text and says, good luck trying this at the Downs. Thanks, Jen.
Oh, you know what? I feel that's confidence.
Yeah.
She's got confidence.
All right. Yes. All right. And then she says, TBT request coming at you. How about Dark Horse?
I see what you did there.
Okay. A little Katy Perry.
I see what
GCJ. All right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. We are literally doing this from Churchill Downs.
I mean, on the fly.
On the fly.
So far, so good.
I mean, can we pat ourselves on the back yet? I mean, we just started, basically.
I feel like Lynetta's got a really good one.
Okay.
I feel like it's only fitting if you fit in a little Genuine Pony.
Yeah, sure.
Yes,
of course.
That is a valid
of course.
Request.
Natalie
yes,
rolls in, same yes, one. Oh, Pony for some TBT. Yes,
that's a
of course.
High five right there. Yeah.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX.
Oh, Tony the Welder, Ben, we all know you have the Nickelback button ready. Just go ahead and push it.
Listen, we don't have all of our buttons here from...
That one is portable, though. That one goes with you everywhere.
That one
you
is
know
portable?
That one's portable? You know it is. You know it is. Is it
let me see if I. Let me see if I've got it. Let me see if I've got it.
Is it gonna do it?
Yeah, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX, live from the backside on 99.7 DJX, powered by Window Nation.
I mean, so far slaying the game, right?
So far slaying the game. By the way, we do have, Elise says, happy Derby weekend, how about save a horse, ride a cowboy? We don't have that. But we do have Kid Rock Cowboys.
Oh, that's
so we
nice.
Could,
that's an adjacent request.
I mean, we could do that, right?
We could do.
All right, so we'll get some more of your requests. Throwback Thursday, live from the track. Governor on the way as well. This is a wild show today. It's 99.7 DJX. All right, Throwback Thursday, live from Churchill Downs on 99.7 DJX. Lizzie rolls in with a Holla Back Girl request. We got you there.
Oh, look at that, Lizzie. Well done. Yep. Well done. You're rolling
in. All right, we got you. All right, Lizzie, Throwback Thursday, live, Churchill Downs, 99.7 DJX. All right, it's Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Ooh, I like that. Applause, Gaga, Henry, who's five, wants to hear it.
Oh,
right, I tell you what,
okay,
I tell you what.
Don't say no to a 5-year-old.
Well, yeah, we are for now.
Oh,
we are for now.
Learning disappointment at an early age.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Kids got to learn. Kids got to learn, all right? So we'll play this first, and then maybe your applause next on 99.7 DJX. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Governor Beshear, by the way, just walked in, so we'll get to him here in just a sec. Maybe even
we should
get
probably
his...
ask him if he's got a request. Why not?
Why not? There are no rules. There literally are no rules with Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. All right, so this is Lady Gaga for that 5-year-old.
Oh, Henry.
Oh.
There you go, Henry.
Is that?
See.
Listen, is this a good one though?
Is it appropriate?
I mean, is it appropriate?
What are you requesting?
A plaza.
Oh, that's the answer.
All right. All right. Lady Gaga. 99.7 DJX. How's that for music?
Theme music.
Yeah. It's 99.7 DJX. Governor Andy Beshear, or should I say podcaster? I mean, is he a podcaster, Andy Beshear, now?
Trying to be a full service governor and doing it all.
Right. For sure. I feel like you're inching into our lane there, Governor, with the podcast, trying to like
looking ahead, seeing what's going to be my next act.
Yeah, you know, old Ben and Kelly here trying to
It's tough to compete with y'all. I don't think you have to worry about the Andy Beshear podcast. But it is exciting because I actually get to ask the questions instead of answer them.
This is true. This is true. I will say, I tried to listen. That sounds bad. I did listen during a jog. It's not necessarily like an up-tempo, like a, hey, let's get through this run sort of. You have a very calming cadence.
Well, that's the goal of it. We live in this very stressful time right now. And the goal is to work through the issues of the day, but in a conversation between friends, and to hopefully leave refreshed and ready for the week ahead. And we learned some Gen Z lingo on it, too.
I will say that you and Kelly have something in common. You both have new drivers in your house.
Yes. Thanks for that rule change.
You know, I got lobbied pretty hard by a 15 and a 14-year-old.
Well, I've got a 15-and-a-half-year-old. He got his permit a couple of weeks ago, and he had never driven outside of the neighborhood until he got his permit. And then Dad let him drive home from Frankfort.
Oh, wow. Now, I would like to think, though, when you go to the parking lot and you're driving around, now it's legal.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There you go. But he was like, Mom, I made my first turn.
And drove home from Frankfurt.
From Frankfurt.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, great,
from getting the permit?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You're not happy with me, are you?
It's fine. I was like, I just turned my husband and said, you did what?
But he told you after.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I had the Life 360, so I could watch the journey in real time.
So does he know you can see the speed at any moment?
1,000%. 1,000%. I did have some notes.
You had some notes.
I had some notes.
Yeah, for Jake,
but he's doing
new
great.
Driver. Yeah.
He's doing great.
Yeah, I know. I have a 14-year-old who is very excited and was like, hey, just a year now until I can hit the road. I was like,
apparently my new demographic, 14 and 15
years. Absolutely. I have grown some more gray hair, though, in the last couple of weeks.
It's all good. Andy Beshear here, and I figured we'd have a little fun here.
Okay.
We're live at the track, backside Churchill Downs. We'd play a little game, okay? How well do you know your Derby horses?
We're going to see.
Okay, we're going to see. Now, the game is called Derby Horse or Nay.
Okay. You know, my first job was mucking stalls.
You're
going to
do well.
You're going to do great.
It prepares you for politics.
You're going to do great. You're going to do great. All right. First, Derby Horse or Nay. Hey, girl, hey.
Nay.
Hey, girl, hey.
Now, Governor, we're going to need you to do a little bit more emphatic.
Nay.
Thank you. Yes.
He's got buttons.
Yeah, he does.
That's applause.
Yeah, that's applause. Done. Yeah, there you go.
You're correct.
Correct. One for one. Here we go. Next one. Killer Diller, Derby Horse or Nay?
Killer Diller?
Killer Diller. That is actually a Derby horse. 1990. Ran in the 1990 Derby.
I know.
Hey, listen.
This is a throwback, Dad.
There is really no rules when it comes to this game.
All right, just a couple
more. Probably the last time I won the Derby.
Just a couple more. Daddy Long Legs, Derby Horse or Nay?
Derby Horse.
Derby Horse is correct. 2012 Derby Field there.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I was out there.
Doesn't even have to be a winner.
Yeah, no, I was digging in the field.
It's wild when you say I was at that Derby, and it was 13 years ago.
13 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, Derby Horse or Nay? Last one, Governor. Hoof Hearted.
Derby Horse.
Hoof Harden?
What did you say? I'm sorry.
I said Derby Horse.
Derby Horse. Sorry, incorrect. That is Nay.
But it kept me from having to do the Nay. I figured that out about Nay.
Absolutely. And again, just don't ask where he came up with the names that were not horses.
Yeah, exactly. Who came up with the Hey Girl Hey?
Hey, listen,
she found it from research.
These are all options.
I think she would run in the Oaks.
Probably. Probably. All right. Governor Andy Beshear, thank you so much for stopping by. We appreciate you stopping by the show. Hopefully.
Enjoy Derby. Enjoy Oaks. Enjoy Derby. It's a great week.
Yeah, everybody out there, have fun. Make some good memories.
All right. There you go. Governor, thank you so much, sir. It's 99.7 DJX, Derby Drink of the Day today. Want to welcome Old Forester here and Melissa and Caleb. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
I don't know what to say. She's like, I've got a drink in my hand.
It is a good morning.
Yes, it is a good morning. So what have we got here this morning?
Yeah, so we've got the Old Forester Mint Julep, which is actually the official drink of the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, if you want to be official, this is it.
Yeah. Very official, yes. I mean, Old Forester is the hometown bourbon of Louisville, Kentucky, right?
It's one of my faves.
You got to have a mint julep and enjoy it to celebrate Derby properly.
Okay, so Melissa, walk us through what it took to craft this cocktail.
So mint julep is a really simple cocktail. It's three ingredients: sugar, which we usually use a simple syrup, but you can also crush like a sugar cube in the bottom with a little bit of water.
Okay.
Mint leaves, and then bourbon. And of course, the bourbon is the most important. And
yeah,
we like using Old Forester 86 proof because it's got nice fruit and floral profile. So it's going to marry really well with the herbaciousness of the mint and then a little bit of sweetness of the sugar.
Herbaciousness. Yeah. Oh. That's a good
technical
word.
Term.
It is a good technical term. Now, we prefer spanking the mint to get, yes, get the herbaciousness the out and the oils out. Sure. Is that still a valid statement to say?
Yes. That's a julep is simple, but there are techniques to make it the best that it can be.
Yeah.
Not over-muddling your mint is really important. Oh, you don't want it to get bitter. You want to express those oils.
Yes.
Slapping or spanking the
mint.
Spanking the mint, what we like to say.
Yes, thank you, Melissa.
Lightly muddling it in the bottom of the glass with the whiskey and the sugar, and then spanking it to go on the top for a garnish. You really want to get...
Keep it loving.
Listen, you said
that's
it.
That's right. I did it. I did.
You really want to get the fragrances up in your face as you sip that
sure.
julep.
Yeah. For sure.
And then nugget ice, right, is very important.
The crushed ice. And really, a julep glass, the part of the important thing is that you build the cocktail in the glass and it frosts over, so when it's hot outside like it has been this morning, you get that nice cold drink.
Yes.
And it's breakfast food, really.
It is. Yeah. It's a breakfast drink.
Morning beverage.
Morning beverage, if you will. Yes, Caleb, Melissa, Old Forester.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, guys. 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly and a setting the bar story.
Now, this is an example of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
You've heard about pay it forward, right?
I've heard about pay it forward. Somebody does something nice for you and they said, hey, just pass it along by doing something nice for somebody else.
Or even like at the drive-thru.
Sure.
Like you say, hey, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and get the person behind me.
Yeah, I'm going to pay for them too. Yes. Yeah.
Well, a woman on TikTok is kind of sharing her experience of what happened the opposite. So if you can manage to make it through the day without paying it backwards, you're doing okay.
Oh, like, they're going to pay for me?
Yes.
Behind me? So, they just told me they were going to pay for me. They got me?
So Samantha was going through a drive-thru at a coffee place, pulled up. Clerk says, hey, the guy ahead of you said you'd be paying for his order.
Oh, wow. And let me guess, she did not agree to that.
She did not know him. She did not anything. And so he basically lied to the employee.
Did she pay?
She did.
Because she didn't want to like have the score
right,
be out.
Right, right. But yes. Oh, no. Sorry. She did not pay.
Oh.
She followed up later afterwards and said that no, she didn't pay for his order. And the employees there at the coffee place were pretty cool about it, even though that they were frustrated that the guy basically just stole stuff.
Oh my gosh.
You know?
Yeah, that is stealing.
Yeah.
1,000%.
It's like, hey, you know what? The lady behind me.
Yeah, she's got me.
Yeah, she's got me. It's going to be good. You know what? I got important stuff to get to. I got to go.
Wow.
Yeah. So that.
And again, you know what? I appreciate the fact that she would have paid. She'd be enabling his bad behavior. And I'm guessing probably not the first time he's
probably
done
not
that.
The first time he's done
and
that.
And everyone just covers it because they feel bad for the employee.
Right.
Right. In the store.
Right. So she did.
Restaurant.
Go back to the store and did a little pay it forward thing and paid for the person behind her.
Okay.
And just said, hey, look, you know, I'm going to go ahead and do this the right way.
Yes.
So anyways,
wow.
I have never been a part of that, like where I get up to the drive-thru window.
It's happened to me once.
And someone's like, hey, this person in front of you has paid for your thing.
It's weird because I felt so guilty.
Well, and I feel awkward like, okay, what if it happens to me? Then I have to do the
and then what if behind.
I know, and then I'm like, oh, they have $67 worth of stuff. I'm like, oh, I just had $1.50 coffee. Okay, yeah, maybe not. Maybe not.
Oh,
and then you look like even worse.
I know.
So anyways.
It's got the best of intentions, that whole movie, the whole idea.
Yes. Yeah, so that's your setting the bar story here live from the backside, powered by Window Nation on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX, a little sports news. Of course, we're at the track here, powered by Window Nation. Thurby's happening, Oaks tomorrow, Kentucky Derby, greatest 2 minutes in sports.
Sports.
Remember earlier this week, we were talking about the NFL draft and Shedeur Sanders, Deion Sanders' son got pranked.
It's just an awful, awful story.
Yeah, he got pranked into thinking that he was acted by
the Saints,
and it was actually the defensive coordinator, Jeff Ulbrich's son, Jax,
who he plays for the Atlanta Falcons, or sorry, he's the defensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons. His son, his 21-year-old son, got a hold of the number, and he was the one who pranked
him. In the world did he ever think that was going to be a cool thing to do?
Right, right. And so his dad apologized.
Right.
Yeah.
Not protecting confidential data were inexcusable. My son's actions were absolutely inexcusable. And for that, we are both deeply sorry. The NFL has taken action, and I fully respect the punishment. Going forward, I promise my son and I will work hard to demonstrate we are better than this. Again, I'm deeply sorry.
Yeah, yes.
Wow.
So the NFL is kind of coming down hard on the Falcons, making them pay like $250,000. And the defensive coordinator, Jeff, he's going to have to shell out $100,000 of his own money.
Gosh. Oh, so, is he going to make his son pay that off probably for the rest of his life?
Yeah. So I think it was
done.
So everybody's thinking it was premeditated because he kind of saw like number on his dad's open iPad and jotted it down to use for later.
I cannot even imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a big mistake.
Yep. So there you go. There is the kind of the follow up to that story.
You knew there's probably going to be some sort of a consequence.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. So that's your sports news here live from the Max on 99.7 JX. Backside, Churchill Downs, powered by Window Nation.
It's been a whirlwind derby. It so far.
Yeah, so far it has. Yesterday, the Mary M. Miller stepped into the Belle of Louisville spot, won the steamboat race.
Shoe fam.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll in and win this one.
Operation GOTV, six.
I mean, we had to work for it a little bit.
We did.
We had to work for it a little bit on this one.
We did.
We were absolutely like, they knew. They knew that they were sitting ducks.
They did.
They understood going into it. Like, they understood, like, we can't just abort the break.
Right.
We have to forge through knowing these knuckleheads are going to be in the shot. It's happening.
Yeah. They're, Spectrum's literally interviewing the mayor.
Yep.
And we're like,
oh, well,
hey.
This is a perfect opportunity.
Hey.
Couldn't have been teed up for us any better.
I know. So we're idiots, but you know, hey, we're lovable idiots, right? Live backside tomorrow, Oaks Day. Anybody who's going to Thurby, just know that there could be weather that you're dealing with.
There could be weather. Yes. And again, you can always see the video evidence of the shenanigans. I mean, yes, it's fun to listen to. Even better to watch, though. We've got amazing footage you can find on our YouTube channel and on the website, WDJX.com.
All right, guys, have a good one. We will talk to you from Oaks live backside
Happy
tomorrow.
Derby week.